Cuckoo, my loves, and welcome back to the Jemima Podcast channel. I'm your host, Isitu, and today we're talking about Senegal's newest president, Bassirou Diomaye Faye, and some thoughts that I have when it comes to me living as a Senegalese in the diaspora, and how I'm always talking about what's going on in Senegal. So I wanted to make a quick video about a channel that I was watching on YouTube, and they had a video on Haiti and the situation there when it comes to the gangs taking over, and it really gave me some food for thought. You may be wondering how are the two related, but I'll get to that in just a second. As we ring in this new era of Senegalese presidency, it's like a light has been shown on Senegal. Many of us did not think this day would come because for the last 3 or 4 years, it seems like all Senegal's been in the news for is political tension and civil unrest. Now, I'm definitely one to give my thoughts, and I'm always talking whether it's on social media or a blog that I used to host. And I just feel like I should probably rethink that, especially after running across this clip when I was watching this channel. So I'm going to play a clip for you guys so you guys can hear what the guy had to say, and then we'll come back and debrief.
It's very weird subject. I'm not really prone to talk about it because my parents are diaspora. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. When they took President Jovenel, there's people in my DM talking about you should talk about what? You should be the voice of what? What am I going to be the voice of? I'm the son of a diaspora. You think that people over there respect anything that I have to say about this? The voice of what? I'm going to walk in there with my privilege and be like, hey, y'all Asians should do this and that and that and that. Even me saying the thing that I just did. I'm like, that's what I've noticed, but there might be other things. Just me saying what I just said. I'm going to walk in my privilege and say to the Haitians that are living everyday life, what's going on out there, what to do and what not to do. Even me, I feel a bit arrogant. I'm going to be really real with you. I feel a bit arrogant to come here and be like, well, you know what? I kind of feel like the religion sitting there, but that's what I've noticed.
So these two that you saw in this video are Abba and Preach. They have a YouTube channel and I love them. I watch their videos pretty much every single day. And this particular video really struck something within me because it made me rethink my stance on how I talk about Senegal. So the guy that was talking is Preach, and he is Haitian and living in Canada. And what he said resonated with me because for a lot of us, we are in a place of privilege. We're kind of sitting within our homes in the diaspora and not really knowing what's going on in Senegal. We may know about what we hear in the news, but we're not knowing what's going on because we don't live there actively. And I feel like living in the diaspora, when we talk about our home countries and the things that could be better, we're speaking from a place of desperation and a place of like this yearning, this hope for a better country. We want our countries to be better. And when we do that, I think sometimes we have a blind spot because we're not realizing that if we in the diaspora are feeling like that, how must the people who are living the situation day to day feeling? They must be incredibly frustrated. For them to be out on the streets fighting for their lives, putting their lives on the line, going to jail, being away from their families, and fundamentally just fighting for what is their right. It has got to be the most frustrating feeling ever. So I wanted to make this quick video, not to ramble, not to do like I normally do and just talk all the mess about how Senegal could be better and how things could be different. I wanted to make this video to take a step back and really reflect on the stance that I have and how I'm going to move differently moving forward. I really want to let those who are on the ground or actively living the situation talk about it, and I just shine light on the positive things that are happening. I think going forward, that's going to be the best and most productive way for me to not only talk about my country, which I love and still want to be a better place, but it's going to be more accurate if I'm not the one talking about what's going on day to day when I'm not the one living it. Do you get what I mean? I want to acknowledge the privilege that I have, which Preach was talking about in the video. It is a place of privilege to be able to sit back and be like, this is wrong. But when you don't have a solution exactly, it's not really helping the discussion move forward. So this is not going to be a long video at all. I just wanted to come on and say that because as we step into this new era, everybody is so excited and we're all hoping that our new president and his new team can take Senegal in the direction that he needs to go. But me personally, I don't want to keep harping on the issues. I don't want to keep harping on the negatives. I want to be in a positive place moving forward. And since I don't have the solution, I'm just going to be quiet, which is not something I'm very good at doing, but I'm going to practice that. I'm going to be quiet, shine light on the positivity and the progress that's being made, and let others do the talking. But I want to ask you guys, what do you guys think about what Preach said? Do you agree that if you're an immigrant living in the diaspora, that it's normal or it's okay for you to kind of just take a step back and not really speak on the issues? Or do you think that there is some benefit in speaking about the issues and hopefully driving towards a solution? What's your stance on that? Let me know in the comments down below. Thanks for watching this video, and I'm going to wrap it up by saying congratulations to our new president. We are so excited. When I tell you guys, everybody was on cloud 9 yesterday. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people a majority of Senegalese people were on cloud nine yesterday as we swore in our new president, who is the youngest president on the whole continent. Like, I think that speaks. Here I am rambling again. Congratulations to our new president. Congratulations to the Senegalese people. I'm so excited for what the next 5 years, 10 years, 50 years has in store for us. Hopefully it's prosperous and we can all just go back home. As always, thank you guys for watching. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below, and I will see you in the next video.